bringing you the best at breakfast. This is Ben Fordham Live on Sydney's 2GB.
Thank you for tuning in. We've got an email here from John who says, "Hi Ben, I just thought you may be interested to see the former Qantas CEO is back in town relaxing with his pet dog." Is he just? Yes, here's a photograph that John's obviously taken of Alan Joyce, the former boss of Qantas, and he's relaxing in a park somewhere yesterday. He's got the dog on the lead and he's sitting there staring at his mobile phone, enjoying a little bit of downtime. And of course, if he was still the boss of Qantas, I'd be directing the next question I'm going to ask to him. But now it's one for Vanessa Hudson to answer. And this comes from Michael West Media. And it relates to Qantas getting customers to pay a surcharge during a promo that was supposed to give them a better deal. So it can be a little bit confusing, but let me give you the detail. On February 21, Qantas launched a double status credits offer. It was targeting its frequent flyer customers. So the offer was available until February 27 for travel over the next 12 months. Status credits are the currency used to determine the level of perks for members of Qantas frequent flyer. According to Point Hacks, a frequent flyer program specialist, the double status promos are very popular. But here's the thing. A travel agent has alerted the website, Michael West Media, to several examples where the price of the fares went up during the promo period. In one example, an economy fare to the US was priced at $2,100 the day before the promotion started, and then increased to $2,600 on February 21. After the promo finished, the same fare for the same destination on the same date reverted back to $2,100. That's a 26% fare increase. In another example, a return business class fare to the US was $16,100 during the promo period, but $1,300 less before and after the promo period. The $1,300 comprised surcharges not otherwise applicable to the same fare. And according to the source, the normal fuel surcharge had been applied in both cases. So Qantas has been asked, is this normal practice during such promotions? Because the whole point of the promotion is to offer people a better deal, and they're saying, look, you'll get some better status credits. But are they declaring that the cost of the airfare is higher if you want to take advantage of the credits? Now, we've contacted Qantas about this, and they say they're looking into it. They say the idea that they would increase prices during a promotion is barking mad, but they're having a closer look at it right now. We contacted them last night. I've contacted them again in the last 10 minutes, and they say, yes, we're looking into it. We'll get back to you. And as Michael West says, he imagines the ACCC would take a keen interest in it. And a reminder, the case against Qantas for allegedly selling cancelled flights is ongoing, with a case hearing scheduled for the federal court on the 15th of March this year. Meanwhile, Alan Joyce is kicking back in a park somewhere, hanging onto the lead, looking after the dog, and staring at his mobile phone.